Hi, this is Dan Hummel, Associate Pastor of the First Congregational Church here in Hartford. In this time when Christians anticipate the celebration of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians has much to tell us about the acceptance or rejection of this most significant event in human history. In the first chapter, Paul counters the wisdom of the world with the foolishness of the message preached. The wisdom of the world cannot come to know God, but the foolishness of the message preached of the cross of Christ saves those who believe. Paul says, "For indeed, Jews ask for signs and Greeks search for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block and to Gentiles foolishness." Most quote-unquote spiritual people today need feelings to confirm their supernatural beliefs. If they don't receive feelings or signs in their lives, they stumble and forsake belief in God. The intellectuals, who have no need for spirituality, use their vast education and study to reason away God and His stated truth in the Bible. Anyone preaching about Christ's crucifixion is not accepted because people will not humble themselves and accept God's foolishness, but would rather hold on to unfounded feelings and signs or wishful thinking about being autonomous in this life. This foolishness of God is wiser than men, Paul says. If God is absolutely perfect and no evil exists in Him at all, like the Bible clearly states throughout, it would make sense that anything God thinks up, no matter how foolish it may seem to man, is going to be wiser than anything man, a being God created, can think up. The good news is that Christ's coming to earth and subsequent dying and rising again makes a great deal of sense and is supremely logical. It explains much better than any other creed or philosophy the problem of evil and the whole point of life. As Paul preaches Christ crucified, there are many who will stumble over the significance and truth, and many more who will dismiss it as foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. I will say more about this tomorrow or find our website. Search for First Congregational Church of Hartford, Wisconsin.